Hello and welcome to the Friday, October 25th, 2013 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Augusta, Georgia. Well, the big news today is a compromise of PHP.net. That's, of course, the website that is housing PHP, and with that also a lot of the PHP manuals and documentation. So even without all the websites that are running PHP and downloaded it from that site, it is one of the 1,000 busiest websites, according to Alexa. The problem was first noticed when Google marked PHP.net as malicious. Now, the folks running PHP originally didn't see what was the problem and called it a false positive and somewhat complained that Google didn't take them off their list quickly enough. Later then it turned out that indeed one of the files on the website was compromised. Now, the tricky part was that PHP frequently updates all files on the site via rsync, so they kept overwriting the bad file, the compromised file, with a clean version that was later then again re-compromised. So this file changed from good to evil. Depending on when you visited a website to check for this particular file, you either got the compromised or the non-compromised version, which initially confused, of course, the PHP folks who thought the site wasn't compromised at all. The sad part here is that the PHP folks still don't really know what exactly happened. Now, they took that particular server offline and replaced it with a different server. They say that none of the PHP source code got affected and that it was limited to this particular JavaScript file. This JavaScript file then redirected users to an exploit site that housed the Magnitude exploit kit, which, as many of these exploit kits, detected different plugins and browsers and then tried to deliver an exploit to the user to infect the user's system. Barracuda did post quite a bit of detail, in part because PHP initially denied the compromise. Barracuda made available a packet capture of a visit to the PHP.net site that showed how the browser is then being redirected to the exploit kit. The exploit kit is downloaded, is exploiting this particular browser and installing respective malware. Overall, not the best incident response here from PHP.net. Another sort of long ongoing issue with PHP is that PHP.net only publishes hashes for the files that you can download with the PHP distribution. It does not publish digital signatures. The big difference here is if someone is able to compromise the website and modify files, like in this case, they could also modify these hashes. And then as a user downloading the file, you really have no chance of verifying the file's integrity. A digital signature, on the other hand, would have been created using a private key that's not hosted on this system, and as a result, the attacker would not have access to this private key. But, well, let's move on to other news. And one quick sort of item for feedback here. We have gotten in the past sort of sporadic reports about small businesses being subject to denial of service attacks without really sort of apparent reason. These are usually brick and mortar companies like hair salons or whatever, where there is no real obvious reason why someone would attack them. And we're wondering if this is a part of a new trend or if these are just sort of individual cases. So if you were subject to a denial of service attack like this, please let us know, and we in particular would like to see any logs that you may be willing to share. And then we got yet another vulnerability in WHMCS, the billing and customer support platform. This time it looks like a standard authentication bypass that would allow anybody access to any invoice. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.